Igmavir says that Mila is one of the mitzvahs which only kasher b'yayim and not b'layla. You don't do it during the day, not during the night. And we learned this off in the pasuk of b'yayim hashmini yimal basar alasai, that Mila could only take place b'yayim hashmini on the eighth day, but also only b'yayim and not b'layla. And from there we learn the Mila is possible b'layla. Tysus over here asks a very shtaka kasha, a famous kasha. He says that the Gemara in Kiddushin has a drasha to pater nashim from Mila. It says women are pater from Mila because it says Isai v'loi Isa. It's a Mia. The women are pater from the mitzvahs. I say Mila, they don't have to be mouth their children. In fact, Tysus, why do I need a pasuk to tell me that women are patim in the mitzvah mila? Typically, that's a mitzvah seishah shazman grama. It's a mitzvah seishah shazman grama. It's time bound. It's only kosher b'yayim, not b'layla. And that alone should tell us that women are patim. Why do I need a special miyat? And Taisus' answer is that maybe we're going like the mandamer that a mila shalei b'zmana is kosher b'yayim and b'layla. A mila, once you pass day 8, could be done b'layla as well. So if you mandamer, you have a case where it's not going to be considered zman grama, because sometimes mila is kosher b'layla. And therefore, you need a pasuk of a sevel isa to tell me that women are pater, even though it's not always a mitzvah seisha hazman grama. But then Taisus goes on to ask another kasha that it's still a mitzvah seisha hazman grama. This kasha Taisus asks in Kiddushin and Daf Chavtes. He says it's still hazman grama because of the din of b'yayim hashmini. Mila is only kasha b'yayim hashmini. You can't be mal before the yayim hashmini, before the eighth day. So it's hazman grama. You have to wait till the eighth day. So that itself should turn it into a mitzvah seisha hazman grama. And Taisus goes on to say a teretz of his kasha. I'm not going to get into it now, but that's Taisus' kasha. Why does the din of Yom Hashmini not turn it into a mitzvah seisha hazman grama? And Reb Chaim asks a very fascinating kasha on this kasha of Taisus. He says he doesn't understand why the din of Yom Hashmini should turn Mila into a mitzvah seisha hazman grama. He says, Haga Atzmecha, L'chare, l'fi that logic, every single mitzvah in the Torah should be a mitzvah seisha hazman grama, because a man only becomes mechir b'mitzvahs when he's 13. Before he's 13, he's patur min ha-mitzvah. So you have to wait 13 years till you become mechir b'mitzvahs. So then why don't we say every mitzvah is a mitzvah seisha hazman grama? Now, obviously, that's not a kasha, like Reb Chaim. Why? Because this, you're not having mitzvahs till you're 13 years old. That's not a zman, that's an age. It's not that we need a certain time to pass. It's that a person has to be a certain age to be chayav mitzvahs. The chayav mitzvahs only comes once you reach the age of 13. So it's a din in the gavra. The gavra has to be 13 years old to be chayav mitzvahs. It's not a zman. It's an age in the development of the person. And that's not a zman grama. So it says mila is the same thing. Mila is not a zman. It's an age. A baby has to be 8 days old in order to be chayav in the mitzvah of mila. So it's not the pshat that we're waiting for a zman to pass. You have to be a certain age until you get to that age. There's no mitzvah of mila. So why would that be zman grama? And he says, lo yitzur, if it would be possible to be 8 days old on the day that you're born, then you can do the mila then. There's no din to wait 8 days. It's a din to be 8 days old, and that's not a zman. That's an age. That should not be considered a mitzvah seisha zman grama. That's his kasha. He doesn't understand b'chlau what the kasha of Taisus is. And Lule Divrei Reb Chaim, I would have said like this. So perhaps you could say that that's not the pshat. Maybe the din of Mila B'Shmini is not an age. It's not the pshat that you need the baby to be 8 days old, but it actually is a zman. It's a zman that the Torah is makbid that 8 days should pass from the later till the Mila, and you can only do the Mila once you have that zman of 8 days to pass. And I have two rais to this. Number one is the Gemara Nida and Daf Lamed Aleph. The Gemara says, why is Mila B'Yom Hashmini? Mipnei Ma'am Atari Mila B'Shmini, Shelo Yehu Kulam Smechim V'Aviv Ima Atzevim. The reason why Mila is B'Shmini is because it wouldn't be right if everyone else is enjoying the party and they're happy, but the father and mother are sad because there's still Aser B'Tashmish because of the later. So the Torah says, wait till the Yom Hashmini, where they technically could become Tahar at that point, and they should also be able to be Mishtatav in the Simcha. So it's pretty clear from the Gemara that the din of Yom Hashmini has nothing to do with the age of the baby. It's a din zman. We have to go through 8 days for other technical reasons. So that would mean that it's a zman and not an age. Another eye would be from the Taz. The Taz in the Yardair brings down the Medrash that why is Mila B'Shmini? Because the Torah wants every baby to have a Shabbos pass by before the Mila. So from that also be mashma that it's a din in the Zman. You have to wait 8 days, so Shabbos will pass by, but it's not a din in the age of the baby, it's not a din in the godless of the baby. It's a din sheer Zman that you need this Zman to pass by, and Lu Yitzur, if it would be possible to have the 8 days pass by, even though a baby would be only 1 day old on day 8, that would not be a problem. It's not a din that the baby has to be a certain age, it's a din that we have to wait a certain amount of time. And lefi that would be miyashiv l'kashiv Reb Chaim. It's nothing to do with bar mitzvah, which is a shir, which is an age. Over here, it's not a din in the baby that the baby has to be 8 days old. It's a din that you need 8 days to pass by in order for the mitzvah smila to be chal. And lefi that, you could answer the kashiv Reb Chaim.